tell me the story about the dead guy.
Okay. So this one summer night in August, my little brother was spending the night down at his friend's house down the street. And this is relevant because it's late at night. All of a sudden, there's like a commotion. Like there's sirens and there's a bunch of searchlights out on the lake. It's dark out. And my mother panics because she's sure that it's somehow my little brother who's drowned, who of course wasn't even in the water. So we don't know what happened, but there's a big commotion. And so that's that. So the next morning we find out that somebody drowned. And this guy was out, this guy and his girlfriend were out. They had maybe been drinking and went swimming, and the guy just never came up. And yeah, and so the girl took the boat to shore eventually, looked for him, and he was gone. They spent probably 3 weeks like diving in the lake looking for his body, and they couldn't find it. And you know, it's not a very big lake, and so not being able to find his body, everybody started this rumor that he had run off like to Mexico and faked his own death. All kinds of rumors like that were going around. Earl was his name. Everyone forgot about him because he just was gone. And there's no way he could have drowned because where is his body? 11 months later, to the day, about 5:30 in the morning, maybe 6 in the morning, my dad gets a phone call from his best friend who's out on the island, lives on the island, and says, "Don, you got to get over here right now and don't tell your family." My dad says nothing and hangs up, takes off in the boat out to the island. We're like, "Mom, what's he doing? What's he doing?" I mean, very mysterious. His friend Bob had called him to say, "There's a dead body washed up on my beach, and I need you to help me move it before my kids wake up." So the first thing I did was ran down to my neighbor's and told her what was happening, and she said, "Well, get in the boat. Let's go look." And so we went out there, and sure enough, there's Earl floating in the water with my dad standing in the water trying to get him out a little bit off the beach. And, of course, they have also called the sheriff so that the sheriff can come collect the body. But in the meantime, they just didn't want their kids to have to see it. But, of course, I saw it anyway because my neighbor took me out there in the boat. Also, their kids for sure saw it because everybody was up. Everybody. The whole island was like, you know, the island's not that big, but pretty much the whole island was on their beach watching this whole excursion. Yeah. So Earl didn't run away to Mexico. He actually had drowned. So the story includes how they tried to get it off the beach. They tied a ski rope around him and tried to drag him into the water. But of course, he was quite decomposed after being in the water for so long. So a rope and a decomposing body, they don't really go that well together. So they were having a really hard time. Of course, also, who really wants to be the one to tie the rope around Earl? That was supposed to be my dad's job.